Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling. On this Tuesday morning, of course, 2 days removed from the Eagles' loss to San Francisco. More reaction today for sure. Now, good news yesterday on the Brandon Brooks front. He's not out for the year. Philly's brutal, and I mean brutal, and I mean boring, and I mean brutal.
And we saw it with our own eyes.
We saw it.
From the man, that was horrendous.
Oh, that was awful.
But
that
it was
awful.
Fun. It was great seeing everyone.
It was.
But just brutal.
Real nice seeing everyone, but just the Phil's tremendous letdown.
All right, everything other than the game.
Yeah,
it was great.
Exactly, you know? Right. All right, we'll talk about it all with you. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Richie. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, bud.
You know, outer space has a strong and unique smell, unlike anything astronauts have smelled on Earth.
Wow.
Some say it smells like seared steak, raspberries, and rum. Smoky and bitter smelling.
Hmm.
Other people say it smells like barbecue and diesel fuel.
Wow.
But everyone says it smells strongly, and a lot of people think it has to do with, you know, the smell of collapsing stars.
Yep. Wow. Okay.
In outer space.
Listen, that's a good fact. I'll give you a fact I didn't know until this morning. I'm reading a book on Kennedy. Took a bath this morning. Kennedy in the 60s.
Wait.
Yeah, don't slide that in there. I heard that too.
This morning.
Why?
I was up early.
Who has time to take a bath in the morning?
Me. Kennedy.
Such a great question.
Kennedy,
you know what I have time for in the morning? Nothing.
It's frantic.
Like, my mornings are a disaster every single morning.
Kennedy wanted to do stuff in space with the Soviets, and the Soviets said no. They said, all right, we'll go to the moon without you. And bang, 1969 at the moon. That's pretty. I didn't know. I never knew he wanted to do stuff with the Soviets.
So
there you go.
You know, Neil Armstrong's application to become an astronaut was actually a week late. And a friend snuck it into the pile.
That's a triple factoid, my morning. All right, let's get to it here. 215-592-9494. I want to just say this right out of the gate. Don't be afraid to criticize Jalen Hurts. And don't let anyone dissuade you from doing so if you feel it. I want to just tell you, I was kind of like a little miffed yesterday. I felt that there was pushback on some mild, relatively mild criticism I had of Hurts. And I don't quite get it. I mean, guys, let me just drill down and tell you what I think. Jalen Hurts on Sunday, I believe, directly hampered the Eagles' ability to win the game. I really believe that. Now, maybe it's not quite as simple as to say he cost them the game, but he had a big hand in them losing the game. The defense gave up 17 points. They only scored 11. Obviously, there was a missed field goal because it was blocked that otherwise could have been three more points. But Jalen Hurts hurt them. And, you know, the more I think back to Sunday, the more I am troubled by the lack of success by Hurts and, you know, the Eagles' offense and Hurts' culpability in it. I mean, I talked a lot yesterday about my worries with Hurts' ability to throw the deep ball. Good enough. Arm strength. Seems like a real issue. And now as I think back, John, I'm also
why does this always become a thing for
what?
You
what?
And it seems like half the city?
What? The deep ball?
I'm so sick of hearing this. What? The deep ball, deep ball, deep ball.
It wasn't
Carson Wentz, deep
ball. Yeah, but it wasn't
deep ball.
Carson
Jalen Hurts, deep ball.
Carson,
deep ball.
Hold on. Carson had the arm strength. One of Carson's problems, he threw it halfway to the moon. He threw it high up in the
air. Everyone knows how to do the deep ball better than our quarterback.
Let me just lay this out. Hurts obviously does not have a great arm. That's obvious. Now, as I think back to it, though, it's not just that aspect of the game that bothered me with him. I mean, look, and guys, I want to be clear. I admire his tenacity. I admire his fearlessness. He's tough and all that. He's likable. All that stuff's wonderful. but he is not completing passes over the middle of the field often enough. He's not. The first game, most of it was geared toward wide receiver screens. The second game, now, of course, there was a Devontae Smith touchdown in the first game. I get it. The first game, though, was a lot of wide receiver screens. The second game, I'm going to assume San Francisco made some adjustments, and so Sirianni and Hurts said, all right, well, let's go over the top. And they tried, and other than one completed pass to Jalen Quez Watkins, there's so many Jalens, they weren't very successful at it. He's not completing balls over the middle to the tight ends nearly enough.
Well, the tight ends have to get open. We have one tight end who's working hard to get open.
John,
we have another guy who's out there, and he's lost a step.
Listen, Devontae Smith, I mean, where are the shallow crossing routes to hit Devontae Smith in stride so he can run away from a defender?
They threw a shallow crossing route to Kenny Gainwell in the game. We ran 55 plays of offense, or 58, or whatever it was. We didn't have enough sample size to say – they're not doing this enough. They didn't do anything enough.
John,
they didn't score enough.
He completed 12 passes.
He didn't complete enough passes.
He didn't have
enough chances
to do
what he needed to do to look like a good quarterback. But it's Jalen. We didn't lose because of Jalen.
John, he had Zach.
We lost because the 49ers have better players and better coaches than we do. Our margin for error is razor thin. We have a mediocre roster at best. And everyone seems to think, well, Jalen, hey, just bail everybody out. I guess that's what a quarterback does. That's unrealistic. This is why we are a middle of the pack or less team, because the team is not good enough.
I think they could have an average roster. In the end, I'm going to have to see more to know. Look, everyone can weigh in at 215-592-9494. If you think it is fair, if you think it is reasonable to blame Hurts for the Eagles' loss Sunday, I mean, I'm not saying he's exclusively to blame, but that he had a big chunk of it. Do you share my concerns about him? I mean, John,
I think Jalen Hurts is – I think a lot more of him, I guess, than you do.
Well, I think you do.
I have faith that this guy is going to squeeze every bit of yardage out of this offense, what a defense allows. If he's given the opportunity, I think he's growing in this offense. I think he's certainly not a finished product. I think we're seeing him develop, and sometimes that's going to be a little frustrating. Like, against good defenses who get in his face.
Yeah, but
good defenses, they got an edge. If they're in his face, like, he did not do the rookie-type turn the ball over, fumble the ball away. Yes, there was one where he got cold, you know, just clocked.
Yep.
And the ball squirted out, but he didn't lose any fumbles. He didn't throw any interceptions. There are steps being taken. You can see, we can all see that there's a major improvement
from last year
over last season.
I mean,
I thought last season, I was inspired. The team was inspired. I was excited about what the future held for Jalen. And this new season, yeah, we lost game two, but Jalen, it's not like he took a major step back.
Let me ask you a question,
he faced
John.
A better defense.
Yes or no, John?
He needs more help.
Yes or no, that was a winnable game if the quarterback plays better? The answer's yes. The answer's yes.
It's a winnable game, period,
defense
because
gave up
the 49ers
points.
Tried to hand it to you.
Well,
Jimmy
I mean,
Garoppolo did everything he could to hand it to
but
you. It is a winnable game if we're a better team.
Well, I just look 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in on Hurts's culpability and or if you think it's just a roster issue with the Eagles. I mean, I'll say this, and you guys know I'm rooting for him. I don't want anyone to think otherwise. I like the guy. I mean, the best case scenario is that he's great, and the Eagles get to have a quarterback next year on a rookie contract. They can use 3 first round draft picks on all these other positions. Like, that'd be great. Now, in the end, we'll see if that comes to be. But, John, I also sense that Hurts is escaping the pocket too early and too often.
I agree with you. I think he did that on a couple occasions.
Yeah, he did.
When he saw it was man coverage, you know, they did some zone stuff that was off and soft. They did some man stuff where they had one safety in the middle just playing center fielder. When he saw that coverage, he took off.
Yeah, it's not good.
He took off, but he gained first down.
Sometimes
he
did.
So that's good.
Sometimes he did.
But I'd like to see him hold there in another beat in the pocket to see if guys get open. But again, They'll review that with him. They'll work on that with him.
Just for,
I believe they will coach the best out of Jalen Hurts.
Well, just for what it's worth, a friend sent me yesterday, said, hey, Joe, did you know Zach Ertz was open in the end zone on first down down there at the goal line? I said, not really. He said, go back and look at it. I watched it. Zach Ertz has a half a step on his guy, and if Jalen Hurts puts the ball on him, that goal line sequence, when it ultimately turned it over on fourth down.
You're talking about when there he was the first read there was Warner was covering
there
him?
There was an initial opening where Hurts should have thrown the ball, and he didn't. So Hurts kept rolling to the right, and eventually he threw the ball because, you know, it was too late.
It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me when people say this kind of thing.
There was a moment when he was open.
Okay, sure. There's a moment when all the receivers are open.
No,
that has to match up with the quarterback looking. The timing of the play being the quarterback is expecting the guy to be open.
John, maybe it's
the timing of the play being you don't have someone breathing down your neck in your face with your hands up.
Hey, maybe, John.
You're 6 feet tall.
Yeah, maybe that's
you
the
have
issue.
To find,
maybe that's
you have
the
find,
issue.
And that is an issue.
Okay.
That is – he has issues. Yes, he has – he's too short. His arm isn't strong enough.
Okay.
But he's got all these intangibles, and he's got these skills that other quarterbacks don't have. I believe those skills will, you know, weigh out that he is much better than the bad.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
and he should become our guy. My worry is that he won't, regardless.
Well,
my worry is that they won't give him the chance to become the guy.
Well, I think they're giving him a great chance. Here's the deal, and everyone can weigh in 215-592-9494. Let me just say this. The conundrum I feel on Hurts. Is that people say, and we do know it's true, you got to give him time to develop. But he also has to prove that he is worth building around fast because he only has 15 regular season games left before the Eagles will have to make a decision of whether to stick with him or not. And I know that might sound, you know, unfair because, you know, other quarterbacks are given more leeway, but other quarterbacks are often taken in the top 10 in the first round. And second round quarterbacks in year two don't get a ton of leeway. I mean, John, I'll say this. I'm already annoyed that Sam Darnold got traded and is playing well with his new team.
Wow.
Because, John, in this past
Here's
the deal. This past offseason, the beginning of the offseason, before all the moves were made, I talked about on the show, hey, you should consider Sam Darnold. If you're going to move on from Carson Wentz, you should consider Darnold. And I would get calls, no, he stinks. Now he's doing well in Carolina.
Well, let's not get it's been two games. Let's not get carried away.
My point is
– and he hasn't been amazing. The defense has been great in Carolina.
My point is, guys, can we please be wide open, eyes wide open, to the possibility that there are other quarterbacks that could have been brought in here and they didn't have to go to Hurts. And so, yes, I will evaluate Hurts with scrutiny – because the Eagles need to evaluate him with scrutiny because 15 games from now, they need to make a decision of whether he's going to be their quarterback next year or not. And I believe, and you can tell me I'm wrong, and I'll take those calls, 215-592-9494. I believe in a game in which the defense on Sunday only gave up 17 points and the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles only completed 12 passes in the entire game. I believe he hurt their ability to win the game. 215-592-9494. And to me, it's a mark against them. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, back with all the calls all day. Where do you stand on this? Look, is it fair? Is it reasonable to blame Hurts for the Eagles' loss versus San Fran? Do you share my concerns about him? Not throwing the ball much over the middle, running too often, arm strength not great. Or do you just say, hey, let's give him more time. He's young. He's developing. I can't criticize him. Sure, I can. He hurt the team's chances to win the game. It's a winnable game.
The running too often thing, when he's running for first downs, I'll take it. And he's a work in progress, no question about it, but I think he will develop into a guy who will win games for us this season.
Okay. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, where do you stand on it? Hurts to criticize or not? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.